Mr. Borden, let me say to you that it is mind-boggling and unfortunate that the president will be misled into firing me. And the reasons are very simple. Mr. Borden, the act establishing the Liberia Institute of Statistics and Geoinformation, specifically Section 58.2, states clearly that the Board of Directors of Leges are told with the authority to appoint 3 Deputy Director General. And for the record, I was never appointed by President Leah, but rather by the Board in line with the Leges Act. And as such, how can the President, who did not appoint me, be the one to fire me? Number 2, I tender in my letter of resignation to the Board of Directors of Leges on Saturday. In fact, one of the board members, who happens to be the Minister of Gender, Children and Social Protection, Minister Tiso Sirita, acknowledged receipt of the communication and calls for calm. And so how can I already be a person who has resigned, at the same time be someone who the president will be dismissing?
According to President Weah, all those holding positions of public trust should act with diligence and seriousness in discharge of their duties. I'm sure he's referring to the debacle that came with the launch of the census on Friday.
What I'm saying to you, Mr. Borden, someone who has resigned cannot be dismissed. Number 2, I am not a presidential appointee, and as such, I cannot be dismissed by the president. Referring to the issue of debacle and failure of the census, I have earlier warned the government and the Board of Directors of Leges and the legislature that census wasn't feasible in October and even on Friday because of multiplicity of reasons, both administrative and technical, that are outlined. And so if there is an issue of failure of census, I should be the one being celebrated. I should be the one being made reference to. I should be the one being consulted to help save our country and not the one being dismissed.
So, Mr. Williams, do you believe you have been made a fall guy for this census debacle?
From the start of everything, Leges have been marked by rampant corruption and misuse of public resources and disregard to minimal accounting and financial standards. I have raised these issues long ago. The Liberia Anti-Corruption Commission have investigated the entity, have found culpable my colleagues in person of the Director General, Professor Francis F. Rare, the Deputy Director General for Information and Coordination, Mr. Wilmer Smith Jr., the Deputy Director General for Administration, Mr. Lawrence George, the Controller of the Institution, Dominic K., and rest of others guilty of violating the Public Financial Management Law and the Public Procurement Concession Act of our country. These reports were being outlined and placed out and given to the president since June of this year. And so if the president is sincere and genuine about fighting corruption and wanting to penalize those who are found guilty of these acts, the president should be utilizing the LACC report to suspend these people long ago or dismiss them, rather than targeting an individual who is sincere and who has served his country with diligence.
Mr. Williams, thank you so much for speaking with us on Daybreak Africa.
Thanks a million.